این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Lack of maturity on the part of the governments is a source of regret. The Islamic countries and the Muslims have been men of words, not action. They did not reach the stage of action. If they had done, then it would be hard to believe the more than 100 million Arabs could be so helpless before Israel and with everything they possessed, along with the West's dependence in many areas and Islamic countries, they could fall under its sway, particularly when one considers their huge populations and their many resources. This is down to nothing other than the fact that we have now lost that spirit which existed in the early age of Islam and was the cause of supremacy.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches. On the subject of Palestine and Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "The Quds Day is a day in which the destinies of the oppressed nations must be determined." Well, these words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi emphasize the significance of the Quds Day. You know, more than four decades ago, the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan was named the World Quds Day by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. Now Palestine and the Holy Quds have turned into the symbol of unity in Muslim world and represent the cause of the world's right-seeking oppressed and freedom seekers from any race and religion. You know, the cry of innocence of the people of Palestine and the reality on the ground in the territory of Palestine will be revealed on the Quds Day, even stronger than previously by the hundreds of millions of justice and freedom seekers across the globe who will also demand the liberation of Palestine as not only the most fundamental issue of the world of Islam, but as most characteristic example of the flagrant violation of human rights and international rules and regulations.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
The continued crimes of the usurper Zionist regime, an organized and blatant violation of the primary principles of human rights and established rules and regulations of international law, as well as desecrating religious and Islamic sanctities, and in particular the Al-Aqsa Mosque, make it an urgent necessity for Muslims to get united and consolidated once again and support the heroic resistance of the Palestinian nation with the ultimate objective of liberating all the occupied territories of Palestine from the sea to the river and forming an integrated Palestinian establishment with the Holy Quds as its capital. We all Muslims follow the recommendations of our great leader and will fulfill this great Muslim wish, inshallah. Thank you very much, and until the next episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
every night and every day.
Every night and every day.